I would say 2003 in high school. It's been that long. You know, I had a couple 60 yards or so in college, but, you know, 80 yards in the league is hard to come by. But I'm proud of it. I'll take it. It was set up next to my guy, Dad.
What are you thinking going through your mind when you broke into the clear and there's nothing but end zone?
I just looked at that. I took a page out of Randy Moss's book and looked in the Jumbotron to make sure nobody was coming. And once I seen him gaining, I had to cut to the side, you know, make sure I got in the end zone. But, you know, it was fun. Somebody threw beer in my face, but it tastes good. So.
I hope you didn't do any kind of celebration like CJ did, huh?
I did. I danced. You know, I did what the fans love. You know, my fans back home in Tennessee love when I do the dance. Everywhere I go, they tell me I got to keep doing it. So, you know, I did my dance and I got to the sideline.
Are you taking a lot of ribbon in the locker room after that?
Yeah, you know, everybody said I needed some IVs and things like that. You know, I told everybody if the blocking's right, I can go 80. And, you know, Keith can tell you that. I always told him that if the blocking's right, I can go 80. And, you know, and it looked good. As soon as I made one cut, you know, it was nothing but green grass. And, you know, I thank God for it. You know, I'm happy. You know, with 6-0, that's the best thing about it.
Were you out of gas at the end?
I mean, yeah, I was tight. You know, body started getting locked up. But, you know, I mean, once I got in the end zone, everything shut off. You know, I wasn't going to get caught until I got to the end zone. If they had tackled me in the end zone, it would have been fine. But, you know, I had to get in the end zone first.
To get 200-yard rushers at this level, what does it mean to you, especially to be part of a franchise record?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, you think about Eddie George and you think about Earl Campbell and, you know, all those guys that played here. It's unbelievable. And, you know, he helps me with that. You know, there's a lot of Chris, you know, because we're competitors. And when we compete like that, when I see him go out and see him make a long run, it makes me want to go out there and do the same thing. It's kind of like when I was at SC with Reggie, you know, if he can do it, I can do the same thing. But, you know, we're all competitors and, you know, everything worked out good today. The offensive line, you know, they get everything. You know, Bo, Algie, you know, Kevin and all those guys, Maha. If it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't be able to do that. So, you know, we got to praise them first.
Chris, you guys had some 10-yard, 12-yard bursts. Did you feel like it was just a matter of time before you had one like that one?
Yeah, a matter of time. I was just trying to keep sticking to my reason. The offensive line and the receivers, they were blocking good. Now I'm feeling. I was just trying to keep running hard the whole game.
Playing the drums, was that spontaneous, or is that something you thought about earlier?
Yeah, I thought about it earlier before the game, but, you know what I'm saying, I know Coach Fisher talked to me. You know what I'm saying, we can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying, it's a disrespect, but I was just out there trying to have fun.
To be a part of this effort today with Lindell, mm-hmm. You know, you guys have shared the spotlight for a while now. What does it mean to the both of you?
It means a lot because I go out there, have some good game, he don't have a good game, then he'll have a good game, I don't have a good game. So for us to really come together and how on ESPN and all across the world, they talk about all the other top channels, we just feel like we had a chip on our shoulder. We wanted to go out there and prove that we wanted the best.
Did Jeff chew you out, or did he do it kind of with a smile on his face?
Nah, he ain't chewed me out because it was a win and it was up by a lot of points.
Yeah. How was the blocking down, even when you guys, how was the blocking downfield with some of the receivers? You talk about their effort, open up, helping with some of the secondary blocking.
Dinger the whole week, you know, he kind of challenged the, you know, he said the reason why everybody was able to get long runs is because the effort with the receivers. And, you know, he challenged them last night in our meeting before, you know, we went to bed. He said if we're going to have a big game running, it's going to, you know, it's going to be on the offensive line, but, you know, it's going to come down to the receivers making that extra block downfield. And, you know, they did exactly what Dinger asked them to do today. And they finished their block downfield, and, you know, we were able to get big runs. And like you said earlier, CJ kept getting those 10, 10s, 12s, and I knew it was only a matter of time before he was going to take them.
You guys feel like the spotlight is going to start being on this team this week?
No, we don't want that. No.
Because 6-0 heading into Monday night?
No. Y'all can have that spotlight. We don't need the spotlight. We're 6-0. We're going to continue to perfect the little things that we've been messing up on, you know, staying off sides, holding, jumping off sides, things like that. You know, try to eat the clock up more and score points when we're in the red zone, stop kicking field goals. You know, I know Rob might be upset about that, but we got to put more points on the board. But, you know, we don't want the spotlight. We can care less about that. We're 6-0 right now, and we're going for 7-0. But the thing is, we got to perfect the things that we're not good on right now.
Nice to turn your attention to the Colts now. You know, there's probably been a back of some guys' minds. Now it's finally here. What we anticipate the buildups could be like in this game, huh?
It's a classic, you know. It's a Colts Titan game, and you know if you guys been around for the last 3 years, I know I have. These games have been, you know, instant classics where you can watch them on ESPN. If it's not Rob kicking a 64-yard field goal, or you know Peyton leading his team down with 1 minute left to beat us by one, you know, then we're missing out on something. But you know everybody is going to have their eyes on this game, and you know I think if we could pull this out, then I think everybody else would be, you know, the guys around the world would start giving us a lot more pub, but we really don't need it. You know, we're happy with where we're at. We love our Nashville guys, and our, you know, y'all got our back, so that's all we really need.
Chris, what does it feel like for you to step into a situation like this, coming out of a smaller school and now being running back for a team that's unbeaten?
It's real good because I can't really lie. On draft day, as I fell down, I was real upset that I fell so late. But now coming here to Tennessee, me and Dale, you know what I'm saying, I feel like nothing better can happen than me dropping the 24 and coming to Tennessee and having a 1-2 punch.